This is the Bryant Park Project. I'm Luke Burbank. Allison Stewart is getting ready for her big TV show she'll be doing tonight on MSNBC. She's hosting The Countdown, so check her out there. When I got out of the editorial meeting today, this was the first
Hello.
Sound
this is the phone mail system.
That I had.
What's up, Luke Rock? It's Adam Davidson calling. I'm sorry, I sounded like such a lame old man just now. Hey, there's this story that the Treasury Department issues this report about China manipulating its currency, blah, blah, blah. I actually think this is something we could actually have fun with, because there's a lot about it that I can't. I'm trying to write a news spot, and everything I want to write, I'm not allowed to write.
See, now, that's the kind of message you want to start your day off with. Adam Davidson, who now actually joins us. Adam Davidson, international business and economics correspondent for NPR. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Luke.
You got me with that. I'm writing a news spot, but there's all this stuff I can't say. What happened today and that you wanted to tell me about with currencies?
What happened today is the Treasury Department issued this report. I think if you looked at it without knowing the stuff, you'd think, oh, this is so boring, who cares? But basically what Treasury did is it came out, very clearly said to the world, we feel that China is not manipulating its currency. But if you know this subject, if you're a reporter like me who covers global business, if you're an economist, if you're Chinese, if you're in if you've eaten Chinese food, if you are in the Treasury Department, you know without any question that China is aggressively, constantly, obsessively manipulating its currency. That is China's main action. That's what its entire fiscal policy is devoted to, is manipulating its currency. So
the Treasury Department comes out with this report that says it's not. But I mean, why would China? First of all, let's just start with why is China? Why would they be manipulating their currency? What's in it for them?
The main thing that's in it for them is they're keeping their currency way low against the dollar. So right now, like a dollar buys something like 7.6 yuan, Chinese.
Yeah.
Currency. And really, a dollar should buy fewer of those. It should be the yuan should be more valuable and the dollar should be less. But China does all sorts of tricks in the global currency markets to keep the yuan at a low value because it is basically giving a discount on their products. It means Americans will buy more and more Chinese goods. And they like that because it keeps their factories busy, it keeps their people employed.
So everybody knows this. Everybody. Probably the guys at the Treasury Department know it and the gals there.
There's no question about it whatsoever.
So why are they having this report where they say that it's not happening? I mean, they must be a little embarrassed.
People in Congress, people in the Senate, I kind of want to say loudmouths, people who – it's funny. There's Democrats and Republicans, people from like Northeast states, people from Southern states who are furious with China. They're obsessed with China. They say this process that China is manipulating its currency is – destroying American jobs, killing the U.S. economy. And so we need to get tough on China. And the Treasury Department, which has a more sophisticated view or a more pussy-footed view, depending on your views, the Treasury Department wants to play a nice, easier game with China. So Congress is trying to force Treasury.
That's why Treasury has to make this report.
Right. Congress forced
Congress says, you have to tell us if China's doing this. And then Treasury says, fine. But then when they give the report, it's sort of BS.
Right. It's BS. And the thing is, everybody is not – everybody involved is telling you not the truth. Like Treasury is saying China's not manipulating the currency, but China is manipulating its currency. China won't publicly say they're manipulating their currency, and also China will say, well, we can't stop because if we stop manipulating our currency, our whole economy will fall apart. But that's not true. But the people against China – in the U.S. are also not telling you the truth. They're sort of selling this simple solution. Like, if only China will stop manipulating its currency, factories will reopen, American jobs will pour back into the U.S. But that's ridiculous. It just won't happen.
So what does the Treasury Department hope to get out of this? If they think that China, you know, it's like you can catch more flies with honey than vinegar?
Exactly it. I mean, they feel like or you can catch more flies by not hitting a fly in the head or something.
By
not insulting that fly. Once Treasury does publicly say you are a manipulator, you are classified as a manipulator under Section 3004 of the whatever act, then it's really embarrassing for China. It just changes the whole tenor of the conversation. It makes it very hard for Treasury to work with them. Actually, before the last election, there was a lot more where Treasury was getting tough on China because President Bush wanted to win the midterm elections. Since that's over with, it's just there's not that kind of pressure on them. So they can be a little softer on China.
So they're basically trying to not embarrass China in front of everyone because they're the ones that have to work with them,
right?
More or less. Now, how do you as a reporter, though, you get up this morning in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and you go on and you look at the wires, or maybe you already knew this was going to happen, this report. You're reading it and you know that it's probably not true. Everyone else who covers this stuff knows it's not true. Treasury, the Chinese, as we already said. What do you do? How do you cover it then? Do you just say it's not accurate?
I mean, I wrote a news spot, which you're actually looking at,
yes.
And I tried to hint at it, but it's hard as a journalist. It's actually harder to cover a story where everyone is lying. That's a really hard thing to do.
You had a really – this is maybe the most awesome first opening line of a news spot I've ever heard on NPR, though. NPR's Adam Davidson reports. I'll be Adam Davidson. Treasury gave China a pass. It's not a surprise. Treasury has given China a pass every 6 months or so for years. I'm amazed that you even got newscast to go along with that. That's –
Right. Actually, it's the last sentence that I thought of the spot that I thought would never get on the air.
Which is, the report does tell China that even though it's not manipulating its currency, it should stop manipulating its currency. That's pretty high concept for an NPR spot.
It was. I felt very proud that that got through and that Pete McLeod let it get on the air. Because it's so frustrating. And I think there's a big problem with how the media in general covers stories where you know – and we're going into an election cycle where this is all that is going to happen. You're sitting there, you're watching someone just flat out lie or most generously just manipulate the truth to such a degree that it makes no sense. And the way we get at that is we give them a moment to tell their story. Then we call someone at a liberal think tank to say, well, actually, blah, 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 blah. And then we get someone at a conservative think tank to say, well, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's hard to just – if you're not an editorial writer or something to just – or you don't have your own talk show.
To just say they're lying.
They're lying. And they know they're lying. And everybody involved, everyone is lying.
Well, you know what, Adam? That's why we have a little podcast you may have heard of called The Bryant Park Project. And now literally tens of people will hear the truth about this story. Oh, and the 12 million people who heard your newscast spot. There's also them.
Excellent. And my dad and my mom.
And your dad, Jack Davidson, the pride of West Beth. Listen, thanks for coming on the show. Adam Davidson, international business and economics correspondent for NPR. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project.